Well, thank you, and I love all of these comments, and it actually flows perfectly into what I wanted to go over today. You know, we've released a lot of new information again, and we're trying to get everybody all on the same page with great tools, and I thank you for the feedback. I'm loving it, and it's because, guys, this is our year, and all of us want to be able to grow, but in order for us to grow, we have got to be duplicatable. Steve always says, is it simple? Does it work? And can I do it? And it really is a simple process that we have created. Watch That One Thing video. Go through the That One Thing presentation guide. It's 7 little comments that you can eventually make your own, but there's lots of information there that can give you a reference. In fact, I'm going to call on Pam in a moment because I know she mentioned, oh my gosh, all the objections were right there. I had little bits of information that I could share with people. And so it's a great, great tool. And you don't have to read it verbatim, but you can also read it verbatim. It's written in such a way that it can sound like it's coming from the average normal person's dialect. And then you set up, you kind of take a temperature on where they're at the end of those 7 little statements, and you take a temperature on where they are, and you determine whether or not to set up a time to go over the Limitless Demonstrator. And guys, this, if we can all, I want to focus on this today. I want to open up and let's all get vulnerable on where we're stuck. If we're not using it yet, or we haven't got it loaded on our equipment, where are the sticking points? Because I promise you, once you go through this, and I'm watching this one person after the next, as they go through this and follow it to a T, it's fun. They're having a blast. And as they move forward, they know it's just a matter of how many times am I going to get all the way through to the Limitless Demonstrator before I get my lucky 7 that are going to come and do this with me. And so it's really important. I'm reading a book. I just started it, so I'm in the very, very beginning stages of it. But it's a book by Sanjay Gupta. We love him. I know Terry Kempfert's read quite a few of his books or listened to him, his audibles. But he has a book out called Keep Sharp, and it sparks my mind because it's about keeping your mind sharp as you get older. But he had a statement in there right in the beginning of the book that I think is so true as we are trying to go out and build. And I want to make sure that all of us really adopt this philosophy. And it's because, you know, we hear that fear is a greater motivator than pleasure, right? We hear that often. We teach that sometimes, that you want to find people's pain points and you know, it is the fear of not getting that, or they're finding their pain points that's the motivator. And while that is true, marketing with fear is not good. And this is his statement. He said, all along, I have stuck to a principle I learned at a young age. Don't try to inspire people with fear. It doesn't work well, and it doesn't last long. Fear-based messaging will never lead to a long-term effective strategy because it's not the way we're wired. We're not wired for fear. We're wired for hope and belief. And so I just loved how he kind of put that together, because if anybody wanted to put fear in people's brains, it's like if you don't take care of your brain, you could face dementia when you're old. Okay, that's fear-based. And even though that works for me to read his book, he doesn't say that in his book. He's like, no, I want you to give something to run toward, not something to run away from. And I think that's what I love about our new Limitless Demonstrator suggestion, the sample. Putting in there, you're going to find your 7 people who will be an exec, right? Find your 7 people who will be an exec who will also go out and find their 7. Guess what? If they go out and find at least their 3, but you want them to find their 7 because it's exponentially better. But even if they only find 3, you have 7 X3 legs. You are at the top of the compensation plan. You will never leave any money on the table. But what's more important is if you duplicate 7, 7, and then just 3, right, just 3 on that next level, it's an extra $100,000 a year. Now, guys, that's a bold statement. We haven't really been pushing that kind of money. You know, we've gotten away from, hey, you can make $100,000 a month, you can make $50,000 a month. We've gotten away from that. In years past, Steve and I marketed that way because it was like, who wouldn't want to make an extra $100,000 a month? But you know what? People can't relate to those numbers. If you got there and you were making that, I promise you, you can relate to those numbers. We've related to those numbers. But the reality is, even an extra $100,000 a year, that might not feel like it's relatable, but when you show someone in that Limitless Demonstrator, all I have to do is go find seven people who are as excited about this, who will, you know, be that will produce 350 in volume, and they go find their seven, and they go find their three, and how long would it really take you to go do that if you were running toward hope and excitement and not running away from fear, fear that it can't happen, fear that, oh, my gosh, that's so much money, fear of anything that might make people think it's not true. Because it is true, guys. We have a proven plan. We've been proving it for the last 9 years, and we are ready now to take that plan out to the market. And you guys get to be the ones to take it out there. And it's really, really exciting. So I wanted to kind of talk to people today, and it was a great setup in the when Terry was following up. I want to just talk to you guys. Have you guys all had a chance to view the That One Thing video? Just give me a yep. Yep, yep, yep. Hello?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Is it bad? Is it good?
It's awesome.
It's great. Okay. If someone hasn't had a chance to view it, and there are no bad things on here, does everyone know where to find it in the back office? Okay. So it's in the getting
until last night.
It's in the Getting Started library. Yeah, Liz had had the link. I'd sent her the link before, and she's like, but where am I going to tell people where to find it, right? So, Liz, where is it in the back office?
It is. I'm going to go to back office. So it's under tools. So if you go to the homepage and you go under tools and you go to the Getting Started library, I, for whatever reason, was looking in Build Your Business and then, of course, products. So I went to several places and didn't find it, but when you look at Getting Started, that makes more sense. And it is the number one option on the Getting Started library.
Awesome. In fact, the first three links in the Getting Started library are the link to the video, the link to the presentation guide, and it's two pages. It's those seven statements that bridge you between having your prospect watch the video and getting them to a Limitless Demonstrator session. Okay, that's the little bridge. Takes you step one to step seven to get them to that bridge. Okay, and that's the guide. And on the back side of that same guide gives you a step-by-step process to take them through the Limitless Demonstrator. So it's everything you need in one guide, one download, a front and back page or two pages, however you're going to print that off. Okay, and the third link in that Getting Started library is the actual Limitless Demonstrator. So the first three things that you want all your new people to get jump right in, right? If you want them to dive right in, it's the video, the presentation guide, and the Limitless Demonstrator. So that's fantastic. Okay, how about the presentation guide, this two pages that I've just talked about? Now, there's lots of ways that people have been using it. When you print it off, you can go through it, and I highly recommend that you practice it. So have you guys had a chance to practice it with someone else?
Yes.
Okay.
On a prospect, yes.
Okay, so this is really good. It might feel a little scary to go through it with a prospect, but I promise you, call your upline, call a crossline, and you guys just pretend that each other is a prospect, and you will be amazed. You do that three or four times, and you'll be ready to be with a prospect. I promise you, you'll be ready. Even after one time, Becky said to me, I can do this. This is so easy. It flows off my tongue. I can do this. So let's hear some comments on things that you've learned by going through this tricks that you're doing. I know some of you are highlighting the things that you like. You're understanding how the outline works. So let's have some people comment on what this, how this front part works for you.
I'm going to go back to, Malin, that I just love, you know, even though I'm a bit more seasoned now in the industry because I've been here a while, when I go back to initially starting in network marketing and not knowing what to do next, I just love that this gives some app to be able to move forward step, even just right down to giving them the phrases to say. Oftentimes the reason we don't start is because we just don't know the next step. And all the, I mean, this is really just telling you, I'll go back to another movie, you know, when you're seeing Indiana Jones, and the key is you just got to step off the cliff, right? You got to trust and you got to step. And the key is you just got to step, guys. You just got to start trusting the system is going to be there for you. We're going to be there for you. And this just gives you that roadmap, that the courage to take that leap off that cliff, that there's going to be the platform for you to fall on.
Awesome. It's so true. If you don't know what to do, if you're prepared, you're not scared. So there you go.
That's right.
Pam, morning. I know you've given this a few times. Or Terry, who was going to step in?
Well, that was me, Malin. And
oh,
going
Cindy.
A couple of times, and then actually I called you. You know, because for people that are making the decision to do a fresh start, you know, getting the opportunity in an industry where, you know, you feel like, oh, I didn't do it right the first time, you know, this is their chance, and giving them the opportunity because you have a new game plan, and then walking them through that. And I was able to see things differently even yesterday with someone who said, oh, I could do that. I should have done that. Oh, I skipped over that. So when you think about the people that, you know, could do a do-over and or are ready for a do-over, okay, which can be anybody and everybody, and looking at some of my great customers that have never made the decision to want to be a distributor, just getting them that kind of information, you know, I put them back on another list. So being able to do that, you have a lot of people that are like, oh, pick me, pick me. And now is the time for us to pick me, okay? And I mean, even myself, you know, because I did do that. I did do that 7. But you want to understand that you can go as wide as you want in building your distributors or sponsoring your distributors. But I'm going to tell you right now, because I've been a mother hen to a lot of people, sometimes you got to learn to feed yourself first and then think about all those other people that you've got to give them the right information so that they can start feeding themselves.
You know, that's a great point, Cindy, because and Liz, I know you know this too, Steve knows this, as you start moving forward and become very individualized, right? We don't want y'all to be, you know, just little robots out there. To the degree that you are an individual and you have your own goals and you have your own things that you want to do and you have your own tweaks on how you want to say things. But at the end of the day, if you become where people are like, well, I can't be you, so I can't do this business, that's when your business will come to a halt. You have to remain duplicatable, and that's what I love about this system, is it's so duplicatable. And I know, Pam, I know you've given this. You've actually, I mean, you are doing, you are in the thick of it. You are talking to prospects every single day. Would you just share some of the things you're seeing and learning? Because you're going through it to a T, right?
You know what, I am. And what I'm loving is every time I've heard an objection, I've been able to go back to stat or to a sentence that's on that guide. And, you know, because I've read through it a million times, I'm getting familiar with, you know, with where that is. So if I hear an objection, I can bounce back to paragraph 5. Oh, yeah, we clear that up right here. And it's been things like, you know, I don't know that I know 7 people. And I can say, you know, remember the video said we have 232 million people. And in your age demographic, there's 82 million people your age. I bet you know 7. And so, you know, just clearing up those objections. I had one last night who said, I live in a really rural town and everybody in my area, nobody has a lot of money. I'm afraid everybody that I would talk to in my ward or it, that comes into my business, you know, nobody would have the money to pay for these products. And so when I helped her realize it's not the people right next door to you that you're going to talk to. Remember, we talked about those who make good money are often open to learning how to make more money. You know, I reached out to you because I know you're successful and I know you've made good money before. And so those are the type of people you want to reach out to. That totally cleared up that objection for her. So it's been wonderful. It's been great because I haven't stumped yet, not to say I won't, but I haven't had any place that's hung me up that I haven't been able to go back and clear up the objection for them due to that presentation.
And it's really easy to sift and sort, right? Because at the end of the presentation, they're either they want to see the demonstrator or they want to try the products. I mean, it's been pretty easy to sift and sort, yes?
Yes, very easy, yes. And, you know, one more tip that I would say about your presentation, if you're going to be, because I've done a lot that are not face-to-face, that are out of state, and so we've done it through a Zoom. So as Terry mentioned, you know, practice your devices and make sure that they're working. Make sure that you can go in and edit them. I also downloaded all of my, on the back of the presentation, there's the enrollment flyer, there's the Find Your Limitless flyer, there's the Ramp Up flyer, all of those recommended flyers to print. I have them printed, so when I'm face-to-face with somebody, but I also saved them to a folder on my iPad so that I could open those up, and I've used those in my Zoom presentations. So, you know, have those available because if somebody says, okay, let's keep going, show me more, and you're on a Zoom, you've got to be able to pull those in and give them a little bit more detail. So, and Malin, I will just say also, you know, I have a brand new iPad. It's all, the software is all up to date, and it still didn't want to let me edit the demonstrator. And so a couple of tricks I learned, I had to pull in Google Sheets. And as soon as I installed Google Sheets on my iPad, now I'm able to open it through that program and edit it just fine. So,
that's great feedback. Yeah. And see, for me, I subscribe to Microsoft, all the Microsoft Office, and so I have Excel. But I knew that was not everybody has that. And Google Sheets is free to pull in.
It is. It's free. Yep.
So there you go. So Google Sheets, just an app that you pull in. So that is awesome. All right. Well, and I know Terry, you've done this a lot. You've been calling people in your downline and practicing with them. You've been volunteering to have practice. You give it to them, not making them give it to you per se at the beginning, so they can see how fun and easy it is. And I think you've done some highlights on it.
Yes, I have. I like to highlight my sheet to remind me of the points that I want to make. And I don't know, it just helps my eyes go to the right spot. But I've done it for Carol. It was funny when I messaged Carol, and I just messaged, hey, I've got something I'm really excited about, wondering if you'd take a look. And she said, is this a test? I said, no, it's not a test, but I do want to present it to you just like it should be. And then when I did it with Tanya's person, Linda, on Saturday night, she only had her phone with her, and it was an iPhone, and she could not get the Google demonstrator, or no, she could not get Zoom on it. So what I ended up doing, this is, you got to be crafty, right? What I ended up doing was taking my phone, pointing it at my screen, opening up FaceTime, and then doing the demonstrator with her so she could see it. So sometimes that's what I mean, you know, try it ahead of time so you know you're not going to bomb with a way for people to see it. So
and
that
guys,
was my biggest advice.
And all along, you can always have a three-way. Like, I can do a Zoom meeting and just invite people. Your upline can do Zoom meetings, and it's still good to incorporate three ways all along the way, whether it's have them, you know, if you're going to set up a 15, 20-minute call with someone to give them this additional information, and right when you get to the appointed time, you make sure it's still a good time for 15 to 20 minutes, and that's when you share the video link. And then if you want, you can have someone else do the bridge. You can say, I've got a friend of mine on the phone, and, you know, we just want to talk to you about what you just watched. And you can even have them, if you're really nervous about doing that little seven-step section on your own, then use a three-way call. Or when you get through, if you use the seven steps on your own and it's time to set up a session for the demonstrator, let someone else do that. If you're not quite sure about it, let someone else do that for you. You can still implement the value, the total value of third-party validation. And if you are comfortable doing all three steps, sharing the video, doing the seven steps, and the demonstrator, then make sure at the end you get someone on the call, because you always want to make sure you're adding that third-party validation. Again, the more you show how simple it is to do the business while you're showing them the business, the more likely they're going to say, well, I can do what Pam did. I can do what Liz did. I can do what Terry or Cindy or Terry or any of you, Andy, did. I can do that. And so, guys, we are going to pound this. We are going to continue to remind you every single day. I know this went long today, but we are going to stay on top of this, because until every single one of you have given at least seven of these presentations to someone, then you haven't really given it a try. And I promise you, if you'll give it a try, you'll love it. You will absolutely love it. So do that one thing. Do this three-step process, and let's get you on your way to getting your own 773. Who wouldn't want an extra $100,000? Who's going to be the first one to get the 773? Maybe we better put a little contest out there to see who can get the first group of seven people who have their seven people who have at least three people. Might have to be something we got to do. All right, guys, thanks for spending the time today. If you have any questions at all, please contact us. Let us help you go through this. It is way fun. Thanks, everybody.